Hello, Don Newberry on becoming 1 year older. I've probably made this claim previously, but most friends know that my respect for redundancy has never been more than trivial. So here I go again, certain that there finally are but two groups of people, those who have egos and admit it, and those who likewise have 'em and don't admit it. I'm in the former group, giddy as a 5-year-old with a store-bought birthday cake, buoyed by warm memories of a 60-hour whirlwind of accolades marking my 87th birthday. It all began with the Magnolia, Texas potluck luncheon thrown by church primetimers on my birthday eve. It ended 2 days later in Brownwood, Texas, where I handed officials the game ball to signal the beginning of the Howard Payne University Hardin Simmons University football game. A side note, I made the handoff without fumbling, and in a flash, my 15 seconds of fame was over. Longtime friend Jay Allison, CEO of Comstock Resources in Frisco, also was an honoree, serving as team captain honorary for the entirety of the game. First things first. Several months ago, Barbara Harris, a go-getter in Magnolia, invited me to speak to her church primetimers. I agreed, mentioning that the event would mark the beginning of my 65th year of public speaking, 2 days prior to my 87th birthday on September 7th. Eureka, thought she, why not have a birthday party for me and all attendees? This thought led to Pandora's box opening and her creative juices flowing regularly in daylight hours and often in dawn's early light, overflowed. There were birthday cakes everywhere, and enough additional table decorations to start a Mardi Gras, stopping just short of bead throwing. There were 12 tables for persons born from January through December. MC Barbara, who never saw a detail to be overlooked, was in rare form. Someone said she can talk at 250 words a minute while threading a sewing machine with it a-running. I can believe that. She decided it was important for the group of some 80 persons to know how many total birthdays were being observed that day. She called on First Baptist Church staffer Milt Eichler to calculate the total years lived by all. It was a figure well north of 5,000. Yikes, it was sobering to realize that my life constituted nearly 2% of this figure. I came home with much, including a birthday cake, an encased 1937 Indian Head birth nickel, a touching tribute poem penned by her own self, Barbara, and a pet rock painted by her hubby in school colors of Howard Payne University, where I served as president from 1986 to 1997. The Harrises are on track for squeezing the most from retirement years. They have children and grandchildren to enjoy, a church to serve, friends to value, and a marriage of 53 years to savor. These retired educators have a lovely home where I spent the night prior to speaking. I even got to see their pet turtles, named of course, muddle around the backyard. Barbara crowds much into her schedule, including meetings of TOPS, T-O-P-S, that means Take Off Pounds Sensibly, a program that she claims doesn't work. And she's also in a sewing group whose members, quote, mostly keep each other in stitches, end quote. Walter, a high school and Howard Payne track runner, seems to pace himself with home projects and rock painting. In Brownwood, my team lost. However, I remain on a sugar high from intake of cake slabs. Still, I handled my football handoff duties acceptably, though not in a manner nearly as stately as Allison, who was stoic and dignified throughout the game. Down deep, he was probably hurting for his Baylor Bears, who lost that weekend, too. Maybe I'll get Harris to paint him a pet rock, too. Pet rocks, by the way, emerged in 1975. There's much to savor, including birthday wishes from several hundred alumni, among whom were two Howard Payne graduates who bought my books. Such discriminating readers are, of course, particularly valued. Don Newberry, good day.